I'm Kakamba. Thank you for joining me. You just listened to Fall by Davido. Let me tell you something interesting about Davido. He dropped out of school due to his love for music. Before getting his BSc in music, he studied business administration. That was when his interest in music started and he dropped out of school. This is the fourth week we are going live, so I would like to know from you, what do you think of our shows? Hit me up on our social media, on Twitter at RX Radio SA, on Facebook we are RX Radio SA, and on Instagram we are at RX Radio. Tell me what has grabbed your attention about our exciting lineup. For those here at the hospital, also don't forget to listen and watch us on the TV on Channel 10, and you can also listen live at www.rxradio.co.za. For those who have just joined us, welcome to Kakama Inspirational Corner. Earlier, I promised you an interview with Louise Driver. Well, now she's here in studio with me. Louise holds the position of a CEO of the Children's Hospital Trust. Louise has been working for Red Cross for 7 years. Thank you for joining me, Louise. Welcome to Kakama Inspirational Corner.
Thank you for having me on the show.
What is a CEO and what are the responsibilities of a CEO?
Well, the CEO stands for Chief Executive Officer, but really I'm the director of the organization. So I've got 25 staff, which I need to manage, and I need to manage the strategy of the Children's Hospital Trust to make sure we raise as much funding as possible for the Red Cross Children's Hospital.
You work for the Children's Hospital Trust. What is the Children's Hospital Trust?
So we are a non-profit organization which raises funds to improve child health care in the Western Cape. So we fund lots of building projects to build new hospital facilities, to buy new medical equipment, to train the doctors and nurses, and to make sure that the children get the best medical treatment possible.
Do you mind explaining the concept of fundraising? How does the trust fundraise?
So what we do is we go to individual people, we go to big companies, we go to trusts and foundations, they're charitable organizations, and we ask them for money for our projects. So normally what we do is we write proposals to them to ask them for money, and we also hold events which we also raise money for our various projects.
How did you become part of Red Cross?
How did I become part of Red Cross? I have been working in the non-profit field all my life, and I was approached by somebody saying they're looking for a new director of the organization and am I interested? And I said yes, and that's how it all happened about 8 years ago.
What do you enjoy most about working at the Red Cross?
What I love about it is that the fruits of our efforts are so visible. So what I mean is that if we raise funds for a project, our offices are right here. I can walk across the hospital and straight away see the sick children that we've healed from the work that we've done. So it's very rewarding work.
The Trust support RX Radio. Why did it take that decision to support RX Radio?
Why did we decide to? Because we're always looking at innovative new projects and new ways to make the experience for the children at the Red Cross as good as possible. And this project was amazing because it involved the patients in the hospital and not only entertained them, but also helped them get over their medical problems.
What kind of other project does the Trust support or fund?
So we're just finishing, we've spent about 4 years fundraising and building a brand new ICU. That's an intensive care unit for the children at the hospital. We also are about to expand our oncology, which is cancer unit. And we also are funding surgeries on Saturdays to try and decrease the waiting list for surgery. So lots. And then, as I said, we train doctors and nurses too.
What else did you do before working for the Trust?
Oh, as I said, I've been in the non-profit world all my life. Before that, I worked for a corporate social investment consultancy, which means I was working with companies who had money who wanted to give it to help people and advising them where to put their money. And before that, I worked for a big nonprofit organization which helped projects, everything from employment to youth development to feeding schemes right across the board.
Being a CEO can be very demanding. What do you do for fun?
Oh, exercise. So I'm a runner and I love being out in nature. So that's one of my stress relievers. And the other one is my two children who have lots of energy, and running around after them also.
Since you've worked at the CRUST for 7 years, what have been the most memorable lessons?
I think it's what always inspires me. A lot of people say to me, isn't it hard working at a hospital where children are so desperately ill? But what always is for me the best thing working here is the children are so amazingly positive. There's so much hope within this hospital, and I think it's generated from the children. We always call it a place of hope and healing. And the other thing is the staff who work here. They work very long hours, very demanding conditions, and they are truly inspiring, the type of work they do.
What are the future plans for the CRUST?
Well, we are going to continue funding the hospital to keep it as one of the top children's hospitals in the world. And we also are funding some of their step-down facilities and the other services which support the Red Cross to make sure that the whole healthcare system in the Western Cape is strong.
Do you want to add anything to this interview?
No, I just want to say that I think the Children's Hospital Radio, Red Cross Radio, is an amazing initiative, and it's very exciting to see it flourishing, and I look forward to seeing it growing from strength to strength.
I appreciate that you took your time out of your busy schedule and came to the interview. I'm sure the kids at the hospital now understand what the Trust does. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. It was wonderful to be on the show.